Welcome into the In the Money podcast for Wednesday, April 24th, as we go into the last 3 days of the spring meet. Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. Late pick four starts in race five on Wednesday, Jim. It's a 30K maiden claimer to get it started. And three-year-olds and up going six furlongs on the main track. Who do you like?
Nothing like a 30K maiden claimer and trying to figure out what trainers and owners' intentions are, because all the horses that I'm picking are dropping from maiden special weight, and one of them's dropping after only one run at maiden special weight. That brings up a lot of questions, but that's what you've got to do in here. Are you that or take a first-time starter? I don't much care for the first-time starter here, Phil Sims. He's over 13 on the year. So I took four horses in here. Hero Worship is the logical horse for Brad Cox, dropping to 30 off a disappointing effort at Fairgrounds on the turf. Go back to his dirt races. His first race at Fairgrounds at a maiden special level, he had a 69 buyer, got beat 2.5. Taking a lot of money since then, going to take a lot of money on Wednesday. Can't single this horse. I don't feel good about his chances. Don't like that last race at all. They're trying to sell him. So there's a lot of reasons not to like the horse, but you got to leave him in there. Grand Rapids is the first-time starter that I do like for Adolph Bissett. And if you look back at the works, and he's got a string of at least 10 works on the page, and the last one was almost a bullet work, second out of 104 on April 14th, and so this horse is primed and ready to go. Question is why they're letting him go for 30, but he looks better than the other first-time starters, so I'm going to use him. I'm going to use Oyve simply because Sherita DeVoe's been having a great meet, 5 for 15 coming into this race, and I read Ortiz takes this one off of disappointing two or three runs at Turfway on the synthetic. So this is the first time dirt for this one. They're going to try one more thing with him and see if that breaks through. And then Air Force Cruising at 12-1 for Luis Saez and Eddie Keneally off the same race that Hero Worship ran second in. This horse ran fifth in at Fairgrounds, but only second lifetime start, so can improve here. I don't feel great about this race. I'm going to go four deep. Could use Rosario's horse for Chris Davis coming off a Turfway maiden special, but I'm going to stick with those four and just hope I get through the leg.
Yeah, I'm going to use the Jim Goodman theory on this one that you've talked to me about before with these maiden claiming races. If you don't like any of the ones that have started, that makes the ones that haven't started more appealing. So I took the six Grand Rapids on top on that angle. It's Windstar, it's Perse, it's Pratt. So I'm going to try that one on top. I'm going to use Hero Worship for the reasons you mentioned. Air Force Crossing, Keneally and Saez and Speed and Oyve, mainly on the DeVoe angle. And I think I had three wins on Sunday, and this one's dropping in class. So I'm going four deep in that race as you are. The sixth race, first level allowance on the turf at a mile and a 16th, mile and a half. Fillies and Mares, four and up. Viva La Red's going to be big favorite in here off that class drop out of the graded stakes races, but six starts on the turf with no wins, one second, no thirds, so not exactly a dazzling record. I'm going to try to beat Viva La Red with Awasif. This horse is coming into the Brian Lynch barn. He does excellent work with turf runners, these marathons. Coming off a layoff, he's got good numbers there. Pedigree to relish the turf for this one, and just on the angle that the favorite could be vulnerable, I was going to try to take a shot somewhere else to beat her, and so I'm going to try with Awasif. Maria's Revenge I'm going to use. It's Jose Ortiz. He's been riding really well, and I think this one has some better numbers in recent starts than in the previous year, so maybe a little bit of an improving horse, and again, just not sold on the favorite completely, so I'm going to take a shot and include Maria's Revenge on my ticket. If you want to go deeper, the five horse, I think, is facing winners for the first time. I'm a sure thing, but has run well, so I'm going to consider that one, but I think I'm only going to go three deep on the pick four. How about you?
Yeah, Viva La Red, 1 for 22 lifetime. And they've been running her in really good company. They tried her in three consecutive grade threes at Gulfstream. She ran fourth in one of them, in the very one, at 103-1. So the owners are really proud of this mare, but this is a much more realistic level, and I'm not sure she can win at this level after going 1-for-22 in her lifetime. So 7-5 is a horrible price on this mare, and you're crazy if you bet her at that anywhere close to even money to win. Ourself is a foreign horse we don't know anything about, but actually tried the UAE Oaks as a three-year-old in a grade three, and only got B8.5 there. Been off since March of 23, so lots of question marks there, but Brian Lynch can get him ready, and is 2-for-4 first North American, so a lot of reasons like that horse, and Thais takes them out. I'm going to use I'm a Sure Thing for Christophe Clement, coming off a maiden win in a mile-and-a-half race at Gulfstream on the synthetic, but she's proven that she can get the distance, and she's gotten better the last three or four times, consistently in the mid-70s, and that's what it's going to take to win this, I think. So I don't mind taking her off her maiden win, because these horses are all suspect. The other one I would, one of my angles in a race like this, when you've got non-winners of two or other instances, the one horse, Let's Duet, has won four races and finished in the money 13 out of 20 times. But her current form is not good. She raced at Oaklawn and almost won the race there, but was way out of it. And she comes from almost dead last every race. That's not the way to win a race here at Keeneland, even a mile and a half on a turf. So it's also, she hasn't gotten any turf races in her last 15 races. So I'm going to leave her off. That would be my fourth pick in here, but I'm going to stick with those three.
Seventh race is an allowance optional claimer. Fillies and mares 4 and up, 6 furlongs in here. And a pretty nice group of horses. How did you see this one?
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought Howl is a deserving favorite for Flavian Pratt. You just draw a line through that last race at Santa Anita. Don't know what happened there, but they went from a listed stake at Laurel after she broke her maiden here at Keeneland in October by 7 3/4. She wins the listed stakes at Laurel. They ship her out to the grade one. Had no business out there. Comes back here in a much more realistic spot. Optional $80,000 claimer. Has proven she likes the racetrack. Gets Flavian Pratt again for Brad Cox. Lots of reasons to use Hal, and I almost single her. I am going to use a steed for Chad Brown. Ired Ortiz, this filly has also won at Keeneland last October and won an allowance race by a length and a half as the favorite. Hasn't been out since then, so Ired takes the first mount for her as a four-year-old, and Chad Brown obviously has to be considered. I stuck with those two. Unsung Melody would be the third one. She's been off since September, and I think she might be biting off a little more than she could chew first time back. So I'm going to stick with the 2 and the 3 here, and hopefully that gets me to the last leg of the big four.
Yeah, I took Howl on top as well. I like the workout pattern, too, for this one to come back fit enough to win with a couple of 5-furlong works included in the group. And I talked to Brad Cox, and when they wanted to send her out for the grade one La Brea, there were no planes available, so they had to van her all the way from Kentucky to California, and that did not work well. So I'm like you. I'm just drawing a line through that completely, and I think she comes back and will be very tough to beat in this spot. Amoretti I liked a little bit, winning off a long layoff with a solid buyer number, and shows a sharp work out of that for Bill Mott, a seed. Off that win here, certainly merits consideration. Unsung Melody as well, 92 buyer last time, but that was in September. But she does have good speed. So I think Hal's clearly the one to beat, and that's who I took on top. Eighth race, maidens, three-year-olds and up, mile on the turf. I took the 5-horse Rebel Red on top here, but it's the DeVoe barn, and as we've said, they've been firing. Numbers off the layoff are very good. She's very good with newcomers to her barn from outside North America. So it's just missed in the debut last September. So I will go with the 5 Rebel Red on top here. John the Beer Man is Chad Brown, beaten less than 2 in the debut after a bad start. Not a great post for a 1-mile turf race, but that one's a major player. Saint, and I guess that's Nyatz for Vicky Oliver, 75 buyer off a long layoff. That one, and has run well on this turf course. That one merits respect. And then Thermoscope, a first-timer for Pletcher, but they put Pratt on the horse, and the horse is by Justify, who does very well on the turf. So I think thought that one could be a little dangerous. And then decanted on the Mike Maker angle. I think if you look back over the years, he has better numbers usually in the second half of the spring meet than in the first. And I think he could be setting himself up for a good final 3 days of the spring meet. And this horse ran the best race of his life on this turf course. So I think it was an 81 buyer. So I'm going to put that one on the ticket as well. Go five deep on the last leg of my pick four ticket. How'd you see race eight?
I like the same couple horses on top that you do, Rebel Red and John the Beer Man, for the reasons that you listed. I also agree with State Miots for Vicky Oliver, and I think the other one that you mentioned was Thermoscope, the first timer for Todd Pletcher, draws the one hole for Floppy and Pratt. I'm also going to use two more. I'm going to use Vesture for Bill Mott, second off a layoff, and actually second time running at Keeneland. And what my goal is there, there aren't many horses that get two starts in the 3.5-week Keeneland meet, but this one didn't get much out of the first race, had some trouble, and I think Alvarado probably wrapped up on him, got beat by 13¾. They bring him back here in a little over 2.5 weeks, and I expect him to run better. Vesture, the 11 horse at 8-1. And then Special Dispatch, the 12 for Kenny McPeak. Kenny is 4-14, continuing a strong streak that he started in Oakland. So, and BJ Hernandez has been riding well for him, like he always does. So I'm going to pick deep in the last leg.
Time to prepare the pick four tickets. So I'm going to go 5, 6, 8, 11 with 2, 4, 6, with 3, 8, with 1, 5, 6, 9, 10. $60 ticket. How about you?
I spent just a little bit more. I went 5, 6, 8, 11 with 2, 4, 5, with 2, 3, with 1, 5, 9, 10, 11, 12, and that's for $72.
All right, daily doubles. We are offering a best daily double play of the day for these Spring Meet podcasts. I'm going to race 6. I'm going to leave out the favorite, Viva La Red. We're both skeptical of her. I'm going to use a Wasif, Maria's Revenge, and also add I'm a Sure Thing. So I'm going to use 4, 6, and 5 with 3 and 8. That's Howl and Amoretti. If you want to cut that down, you could just single Howl. But I'm going to do 3 by 2 for $5 daily double starting in race 6. How about you?
Okay, I was going to do 6 and 7, but I'll do 5 and 6. So I will single, actually, the first time starter for Pratt off that great workout, Grand Rapids, the 6, and using those two horses in the 6, Iowa Step and I'm a Sure Thing. So $10, $15 double, 6 with 4 or 5. And maybe that'll get you started in the first two legs of the big four.
There is an all-turf pick 3. It starts in race 4 on the Wednesday card, and I believe there's a pick 6 carryover, right?
There is. Somewhere in the neighborhood of $56,000, if I remember correctly.
So good luck on putting together a winning ticket for that. We'll be back with 2 more editions of the In the Money podcast for this Keeneland Spring Meet. Good luck today.